Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is our program, English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit, and we're going to talk about someone who has received the Turing Award, which was for 2016, but it was awarded in April of this year, 4 months ago. And that award was given to the inventor of the World Wide Web. Congratulations to Sir Tim Berners-Lee. He is the creator of the World Wide Web. What would our lives be without this marvelous invention?
You know, I can't even imagine. I lived in Taiwan before the internet, before any of that stuff. And this is my third stay in Taiwan. It has changed so much. It's so easy to keep in touch with friends and family and know what's going on. I can even watch TV shows from America over here. It's pretty great. Yeah, I love it. It's changed life a lot. And it's also a lot cheaper, it's free, to make phone calls home.
Life has changed not only for people in Taiwan, but for all over the world. I remember in the early days, if I wanted to hear some new music, I actually had to have people bring CDs over or had to bring books over from America. But nowadays, of course, you can get that stuff at the touch of your fingers.
Yeah.
Because at your fingertips, basically, because of the World Wide Web, you can go online, you can get all sorts of information, you can order products, you can communicate with your friends and relatives. It's just so wonderful that someone needs to be given an award for this, and that is what has happened. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the Alan Turing Award that was awarded just a couple of months ago. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson right now.
Sir Tim Berners-Lee, known worldwide as the creator of the World Wide Web, was awarded the 2016 Turing Award in April 2017. The award, named after British mathematician and father of computing, Alan Turing, is given each year by the Association for Computer Machinery, ACM. This prestigious prize is considered to be the highest distinction in computer science, and so is also known as the Nobel Prize of Computing. Berners-Lee won the prize for inventing the World Wide Web and the first web browser. He will also receive a $1 million prize, which is financially supported by Google. Tim Berners-Lee said he was humbled to receive the award, and indeed, he has always been modest about his achievements. Though he is given credit for creating the World Wide Web, he says he just took all the existing technology and found a way to make it work together. He wanted to find a way to share and update documents and figured out how to make that happen. He also created the first ever website, which told people what the web was, how to use it, and how to build their own websites. One of Berners-Lee's key beliefs is that the web should be as free as possible. However, he is also concerned about the propagation of fake news on the internet, which is often done by sites that make money when people click on their links. Berners-Lee believes media organizations, social networking companies, and search engines should create programs to combat the problem. On the other hand, he is opposed to the idea that governments and internet providers should be the ones in control of deciding what is true or not.
The time has come for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson, so let's get to it. This is our News Digest unit, and the title of our article for today is World Wide Web Creator Honored with Turing Award. That, of course, is a title. If you want to make this actually a correct sentence, you would say, the creator of the World Wide Web has been honored with the Turing Award. Okay, so that's an award that is given to people for outstanding achievements, probably in the sciences, and this is the creator of the Turing Award. We all know what WWW is, and what it means, of course, is World Wide Web. And I kind of wish they had thought of another name for that, because every time you need to tell someone the name of a website, you always got to say www.something.com.
Actually, a few years ago, they changed it so you no longer have to type in www. It's assumed. So it'll save you some time. You don't have to type www.
Just say the name of the website, .com, .org, .edu, .gov, whatever. But in any case, let's start talking about this article here. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, known worldwide as the creator of the World Wide Web, was awarded the 2016 Turing Award in April 2017. So he's known worldwide as the creator of the World Wide Web. If you're the creator, that means you're the person or the thing that created something. It's someone or something that brings something into existence. If you capitalize the C, the creator, then we're getting religious. You're talking about the creator of the universe, God, basically. But here we're just talking about something more humble here, just the person who invented the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. Now, the award, the Turing Award, was named after British mathematician and father of computing, Alan Turing. If you're named after somebody, it means somebody else had your name originally, and then you were given that name because of them. For example, a lot of guys are named after their fathers, and they might be a junior. Their father's a senior, and they're a junior. My sister was named after my mother. So the award itself, not a person, was named after the very famous Alan Turing. I'm sure most of our listeners have seen the movie called The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch, who is really cute. And it told about Alan Turing's life story in World War II and how the invention of a way to break the Germans' code actually helped save a lot of lives in World War II, ended the war a little earlier than it would have ended. If you're a mathematician, you've probably studied a lot of math, taken a lot of math classes. Mathematics is the long form of the word math. Mathematician is someone who is really good at math, maybe works in it, maybe is a teacher, or uses math in science or finance. And if you're the father of something, you were the first person that did it, or you originated something, you're responsible for something. And Alan Turing came up with the first computer long, long time ago. Well, this award is given each year by a group called the Association for Computer Machinery, and the acronym is ACM, because it's kind of a long name. Association is a group of people, an organization. And we all know what computers are, and machinery just means a piece of machine. We can say machines. You can make machine countable, but machinery cannot be countable. It's machinery, and it's already a plural noun. So don't say, oh, I saw a lot of really cool machineries. That's wrong.
No. Do not say that. But machinery is kind of used as a general term for all sorts of machines used collectively, okay? So, again, it's the Association for Computer Machinery. And, again, this is named after Alan Turing, who is a mathematician who specialized in mathematics. Mm-hmm. And please note that mathematics is a countable noun, but in the United States, if we shorten it up, we call it math, which becomes a non-countable noun. How much math did you study when you were in university, for example? But in England, they call it maths for short, and that would still be countable. So the American usage is a little unusual, but in any case here, he's a mathematician, somebody who specializes in mathematics. Now, this prestigious prize is considered to be the highest distinction in computer science, and so is also known as the Nobel Prize of Computing. I don't think this particular award has anything to do with the Nobel Prizes, but we're just saying that this is the equivalent. Okay, this is like the Nobel Prize for Computing. The Nobel Prize is given for other things, like for science or literature or something like that, but this is the one that's given for computing, and I guess this is a prestigious prize. If something is prestigious, that means it is well known, it's highly respected, it's highly admired, it has high status. And I guess it's kind of similar to this word distinction. Distinction, however, means it's kind of a special honor that only one person gets and nobody else gets.
Yeah, maybe you go to a party and there's a famous movie star there. And everybody, of course, wants to meet him because he's really cute. But only you get the distinction of meeting him because he thought you were pretty, so he came over and talked to you. So a distinction, yeah, you're kind of singled out from other people and more attention is paid to you. There's something special about you. So this is the highest distinction or type of award for people in computer science, people who work with computers all the time. Now, Berners-Lee won the prize for inventing the World Wide Web and the first web browser. A web browser, I'll give you some examples of companies that give us web browsers. Google is one. A web browser would be Microsoft's Explorer. When you open up that window, that's a browser, and then you type in what you want to see or search for or go to. A browser, you can put the address of a website at the top, and it'll go to that website, or you can also search for something if you go to Google.
Right. The one that I first used when I first started using the internet was Netscape. It disappeared quickly not too long after that.
Yeah, I used Netscape too.
Yeah, I think most people did who remember way back then.
I didn't like Microsoft back then. I thought Netscape was better.
But Explorer came out and then there was Firefox and there's the one from Google too. What's that
there's
one called?
There's a Lynx. I know there's a Lynx.
Lynx,
that people use too.
But these are all different kinds of browsers, just a kind of interface that you use to get information from the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And he will also receive a $1 million prize, which is financially supported by Google. Hey, I guess Google is remembering where they came from. Without him, without Tim Berners-Lee, they would not be in existence. So they owe him some gratitude. They are in debt to him. So this prize is financially supported by Google. Financially means has to do with money. So either Google figures out a way to gather all this money or they provide the money totally.
I think they donate all the money.
Or they donate it, yeah.
It's interesting because the Nobel Prize actually comes with a $1 million cash prize. So it is very similar to the Nobel Prize, which is also $1 million. So that's a lot of money. And Google is the one that paid this particular money out to Tim. So kind of cool.
Okay, that brings us to the midway point for today's lesson. Let's take a break and listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的呢是 Turing Award, 这个图灵奖。首先来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 The award named after British mathematician and father of computing,Alan Turing is given each year by the Association for Computer Machinery, ACM. 这里的 named after, 要注意它是一个 VPP 表被动。这个奖项呢是因为这个英国的数学家同时也是 father of computing, 计算机之父用他的名字来取名的。而奖项的给予是每一年都会被颁发，然后是由这个 The Association for Computer Machinery 是由计算机协会所颁发的奖项。 Machinery 在这里呢只代表着一个集合名词，是机器的总称。 A computing 在电脑的语言来讲就是代表着是计算估算的意思。后面的句子继续说 This prestigious prize is considered to be the highest distinction in computer science and so is also known as the Nobel Prize of Computing. Prestigious 代表着是享有盛名的，而这个奖项呢是非常的有名。那么 prestigious 它的名词叫做 prestige, 也就是有威信声望的意思。National prestige, 也就是代表着是一个国家的威望。而这个奖项图灵奖呢则被视为电脑科学当中的 the highest distinction, distinction 当作名词可以解释成为优秀跟卓越的意思。 举例来说，一个著名的文学家，你就可以说 a man of literary distinction. 他衣着出众，你也可以说 she dresses with distinction.那么呢，正因为他这个奖项享有盛名，所以他也被著称为 be known as， 被著称为是电脑界计算机领域的诺贝尔奖。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the World Wide Web creator known as Sir Tim Berners-Lee. He has Sir in front of his name now because the Great Britain decided to give him a great honor. People who grew up in Great Britain and go on to achieve a lot of success in their careers are knighted. If you're knighted by the Queen, it means after you are knighted, you can call yourself Sir Tim. Or what do they call the women that are knighted?
Dame.
Dame, yeah.
Like Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, the actress.
She has that distinction as well. And I guess because of his contribution to computers, Tim Berners-Lee has been given the title of Sir. So Tim Berners-Lee, or Sir Tim Berners-Lee, said he was humbled to receive the award. If you're humbled, that means you're kind of thinking, oh, me? You're giving that
really?
To me? Oh, I don't deserve that. You should give that to somebody else. And I think he's quite sincere here. A lot of times, humility is kind of fake. You know, people do it just to get attention. But in this particular case, he was humbled. He kind of thought, well, I didn't really do anything. And indeed, he has always been modest about his achievements. If you're modest, you kind of do what I just did there. Oh, I don't deserve that. I'm not that smart. Hey, you should give it to him. He's more deserving than me. That means you're modest. Your achievements, of course, are what you have accomplished, especially if they are significant and if people recognize them as being something really special.
Yeah, but he's always been modest. He doesn't brag and tell you how great he is and how smart he is. No, he's humble or modest. You can use that word too, about his achievements. If you use that word achievements, it's not something that you just lucked out and won, or maybe you won a prize somewhere. You worked hard and you earned it. So it took a lot of hard work. It was difficult, but you now have some achievements. And that was one of his achievements, you know, to discover or invent the World Wide Web. I'm sure he's done other things as well. Though he is given credit for creating the web, he says he just took all the existing technology and found a way to make it work. That really does sound pretty humble. Who would have thought we'd have such a thing as the internet, you know? Even 30 years ago is crazy. So if you are given credit for something or you take credit for something, it means someone saying you're responsible for doing something. So there's this public acknowledgement. Yes, you did this. I grew up and we use the word credit a lot in my family. For example, sometimes, you know, you would do the dishes for mom and it wasn't enough that you just helped mom. You wanted credit for it. You wanted your mom to say, oh, look at you. You did those dishes. So you wanted...her to acknowledge that you actually did something, you were responsible, so you could feel good about yourself.
Indeed, that's recognition, basically.
Credit
could also refer to your ability to get loans from banks and stuff like that. If you have credit, that means they trust you and they'll lend you money and stuff like
that.
If
you have good credit,
If you have good credit, right. Yeah. And you need to, of course, have a good credit rating, so please pay your credit card bills on time.
Sure.
But he's given recognition.Or credit for creating the World Wide Web, but he just said, well, you know, all this stuff already existed. I just kind of put them all together and found a way to make it work, which is probably true to a certain extent, but still, that was a pretty good achievement, though no one had done it until
time.
And he wanted to find a way to share and update documents and figure out how to make that happen. So he recognized a problem. People want to share information. They want to update information.Update means to provide new information, so something is the new version as opposed to the old version. And so he figured it out. If you figure something out, you basically find the solution. He was able to put all these different kinds of technology together, and voila! We can all go online and play games and get information and send emails and do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it was no small feat. It was hard. So he also created the first ever website. A website, of course, is on the internet. You can type in an address and go to the website. We have a website, of course.
Sure.
And most companies nowadays feel like they have to have a website. It's rare that a company doesn't have a website. I even have my own website. It's under my name. So, yeah, you have to have a website if you're out there doing business these days, even if you're just putting a website together for information so that people who come there can read about what you do. You may not sell anything on your website, but you need to have some information up there. So he created the first ever website, which told people, hey, this is what the web is. This is how you use it. And if you want to build your own, here are the steps you need to take. I was into the web, I would say early 90s. I was already trying to, build my own really simple websites, but I was learning how to do HTML back then. So I was in there doing it with some of the earlier people on the web. It was fun.
And nowadays, people may not necessarily have a website. They may have a Facebook page. Some people use that as a way to promote themselves and get information sent out, which makes sense. Most people are using Facebook these days.
But Facebook is also on the World Wide Web, so you're still on the internet.
Yep, you're still there, and we owe Berners-Lee here for that.
Yeah.
And let's move on now. One of Berners-Lee's key beliefs, what he believes, is that the web should be as free as possible. There's that pattern as. I'm as free as possible. I'm as free as a bird, for example. And so he wants it to be free. He doesn't want people to be paying fees for it. However, he is also concerned about the propagation of fake news on the internet, which is often done by sites that make money when people click on their links. That's been a big problem recently. Fake news, we've heard about that. We're talking about the propagation of fake news. Propagation is from the verb to propagate, which means basically you just spread stuff around.
Yeah.
To propagate seeds, for example. Trees do that. If they want to spread trees to different parts of the world, they propagate their seeds through various means. In this particular case, fake news is spreading. People want to make money that way, or they want to influence elections or whatever. And he's concerned about that. And sites do that, websites do that, because they can make some money. If people click on those links, hey, they get a little piece of the pie.
Yeah, nowadays, those links that people click on are called clickbait. Bait is something that you use to entice or encourage somebody to do something. We use bait to go fishing so that fish will chew on that hook and we can catch them. So it's clickbait. Now, Berners-Lee believes media organizations, social networking companies like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those are social networking companies, and search engines like Google should create programs to combat the problem. If you combat something, guys, you fight against it. This is the verb form of the word. The noun form is pronounced combat, which means a fight, a war. Combat. We got to fight this problem. On the other hand, he is opposed to the idea that governments and internet providers should be the ones in control of deciding what is true or not. I love how people want to tell you whether it's fake news or it's a real news story. As opposed to, if you're opposed to something, you're against it, right? So, on the other hand, so what we're using here is the phrase, on one hand, on the other hand, so you're showing conflicting viewpoints, two different sides of an issue. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
He still wants this decided on the open market. We don't want to governments or internet providers to step in there and tell us what is true and what is not, because who wants to trust the government? Nobody does.
Nobody.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our article for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher, and you can believe us.
Yeah.
接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子 Though he is given credit for creating the World Wide Web, he says he just took all the existing technology and found a way to make it work together.这位得到奖的 Tim 呢，他非常的谦虚，他说尽管呢，他因为发明了这个 World Wide Web 而受到表扬，但是自己啊，也只不过就是检视现有的科技 The existing technology， 然后呢，再把它呢运作起来，整合起来而已。Credit 是当作名词，解释成为好评、名声的意思。Get credit for an invention， 也就是代表获得发明的这个荣誉。我们常常说呢，无论是谁，那么不管他是好人或坏人，该得到称赞的就得得到称赞。你就可以说 Give credit where it is due。接着我们来看到第三段的第一个句子 One of Berners-Lee's key beliefs is that the web should be as free as possible 在这里的 free 要解释成为自由的意思它其实有一个很重要的理念呢就是希望网络要尽可能的自由使用当然他也非常担心在后面所提到的 The propagation of fake news on the internet 会担心网际网络上面所散播的假新闻这一段的最后两句提到 Berners-Lee believes media organizations, social networking companies, and search engines should create programs to combat the problem. 他认为这些不管是网络的媒体组织 media organizations, 或社群网站公司 social networking companies, 甚至是搜寻的引擎 search engines 都必须呢要想一些程式来 combat the problem 来打击这样子的问题 to combat 也就是与什么战斗或搏斗的意思 to combat the enemy 与敌人战斗 to combat inflation 也就是有对抗通货膨胀的意思最后一句 on the other hand he is opposed to the ideaThat governments and internet providers should be the ones in control of deciding what is true or not. 那么 on the other hand, 另一方面呢，他也非常反对这样的想法。Be opposed to, 后面要加上名词，也就是有反对的意思。The idea 的内容呢，我们可以用 that 来加上名词子句说明。这个反对的想法的内容就是呢，政府跟网际网络的供应商不应该呢，来掌控讯息真假这样子的想法，它是反对的。OK, 以上呢，就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.